From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. We're continuing our interviews with all the candidates for the 2nd Congressional District seat. I'm with Gwen Combs outside of Stevens Elementary School. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jacob.
Okay, and we're here in part, I just want to explain, instead of in the studio, because not everybody has availability to campaign full-time. You're on your break from work.
Yeah, I'm a full-time teacher. I teach at Stevens Elementary in Little Rock. I get a 45-minute lunch as a teacher and didn't have enough time to meet you in the studio, so thanks for being flexible.
No lunch today, huh?
No, I'll eat a burrito real quick when I get back.
Okay. So we talked about the economy earlier. Now I want to talk about healthcare. This might be a little difficult to ask of a candidate, but I want to ask you to assess the Affordable Care Act as is without going into yet how to fix it.
Well, the Affordable Care Act did a great job of bringing healthcare access to people for the first time. It is not without flaws. It made premiums expensive for some people, and I think that's one of the largest complaints that we hear about it is that for people who had reasonable employer-based healthcare before, those costs rose.
And what are your solutions to make it better? I know you're in favor of Medicare for All. Maybe explain what that is to people.
Yeah, Medicare for All is my absolute ideal for healthcare. Healthcare is such a cornerstone of our economic opportunities. That means that we need our health to be learners in schools. We need our health to be productive members of society as employees and as employers. And we need healthcare to take risks and make innovation in this gig economy and as small business owners. So when we can provide healthcare for every person, it will allow us a lot to have a much stronger economy.
What would happen to the employer-based system right now if Medicare for All was implemented, but people still be able to get insurance through their health employer? What would you tell someone who's got a health insurance right now through their job?
I think that employer-based healthcare should go away, that we can improve things for everyone by improving everybody's healthcare, by putting everybody in the same pool and providing the same positive options for everybody, that we can lower costs by insuring everybody, and we can lower the risks of employers by making sure that their employees are covered as well.
Medicare for All is the end game. If you're elected in your first term, what do you think realistically could be accomplished? Where do you see the healthcare system in 5 or 10 years?
In 5 or 10 years, I think that we can get there absolutely before then. In the process, we need to consider some important things. We need to make sure that every step along the way, we're insuring more people. We're lowering out-of-pocket costs for everybody. We're preserving Medicaid and Medicaid expansion, preserving Medicare until the point that everybody is insured. We're also providing mental and behavioral health care, dental and vision care, and we are providing gender-specific care.
I've been speaking with Gwen Combs, one of 4 candidates for the 2nd Congressional District seat. The other candidates are Paul Spencer, Clark Tucker, and Jonathan Dunkley. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jacob.